No veggies for you. Food inflation surges as eggs, pasta, vegetables, and grains get even more expensive. By John Carney on October 12, 2022. Food prices surged in September, propelling the producer price inflation gauge higher than expected. The Department of Labor said on Wednesday that its producer price index rose 0.4% compared with the prior month, twice what economists had expected. A big part of the gain stemmed from a rapid rise in food prices. Consumer food prices rose a seasonally adjusted 1.1% compared with the prior month. Compared with a year ago, consumer food prices are up 12.1%. Here are some of the biggest price jumps. Fresh and dried vegetables, up 15.7% for the month and 40.2% for the year. Grains, up 10.7% for the month and 30.4% for the year. Fresh eggs, up 16.7% for the month and 97.3% for the year. Bakery products, up 0.8% for the month and 14.0% for the year. Pasta, up 1.1% for the month and 34.1% for the year. Fin fish and shellfish, up 2.5% for the month and 2.9% for the year. Processed fruits and vegetables, up 2.6% for the month and 16.0% for the year. Dairy products, down 1.6% for the month but up 18.2% for the year. Soft drinks, up 1.9% for the month but up 15.8% for the year. Pork, up 5.5% for the month but down 2.0% for the year. Fresh fruits and melons, down 1.2% for the month but up 20.7% for the year. Turkey, up 0.5% for the month and 38.2% for the year. The Producer Price Index, PPI, resembles the familiar Consumer Price Index, CPI, that is the most commonly cited measure of inflation. Both track changes in prices over time and get released each month. Where CPI tracks prices paid by households for goods and services, the PPI tracks what domestic U.S. businesses receive for the things they produce. By definition, the PPIs exclude prices paid for imports as those are not received by domestic producers. The food PPIs tend to lead CPIs, according to researchers at the Department of Agriculture. So today's report suggests food prices measured by CPI are likely to continue to rise. Not all food prices are soaring. Beef and veal prices fell for the second consecutive month and are down 23.0%. Fresh chicken prices fell 3.7% but remain 4.6% higher than the year-ago level. Shortening and cooking oils fell 1.9% but are still up 12.4% from the year-ago level.